Yet there were a few places in Victorian society where members of all classes mingled freely, and chief among these were sporting events. The prize ring, the turf, and, of course, the baiting sports. All of these activities were either disreputable or flatly illegal, and their supporters, derived from every stratum of society, shared a common interest that permitted them to overlook the breakdown of social convention upon such occasions. And if Mr. Trent saw no incongruity in his presence among the lowest street hawkers and costers, it is also true that the hawkers and costers, usually tongue-tied and uneasy in the presence of gentlemen, were equally relaxed at these sporting events, laughing and nudging freely men whom they would not dare to touch under ordinary circumstances. Their common interest, animal baiting, had been a cherished form of amusement throughout Western Europe since medieval times. But in Victorian England, animal sports were dying out rapidly, the victim of legislation and changing public tastes. The baiting of bulls or bears, common at the turn of the century, was now quite rare. Cockfighting was found only in rural centres. In London in 1854, only three animal sports remained popular, and all concerned dogs. Nearly every foreign observer since Elizabethan times has commented on the affection Englishmen lavish upon their dogs, and it is odd that the very creature most dear to English hearts should be the focus of these flagrantly sadistic sporting events. Of the three dog sports, dogs set against other dogs was considered the highest art of animal sport. This sport was sufficiently widespread that many London criminals made a good living working exclusively as dog thieves or fur pullers. But dog fights were relatively uncommon, since they were ordinarily battles to the death, and a good fighting dog was an expensive article. Even less common was badger baiting. Here, a badger would be chained in an arena, and a dog or two set loose to worry the animal. The badger's tough hide and sharp bite made the spectacle particularly tense and highly popular, but a scarcity of badgers limited the sport. Ratting was the most common dog sport, particularly at the mid-century. Although technically illegal, it was conducted for decades with flagrant disregard for the law. Throughout London, there were signs reading Rats Wanted or Rats Bought and Sold. There was, in fact, a minor industry in rat-catching with its own specialised rules of the trade. Country rats were most prized for their fighting vigour and their absence of infection. The more common sewer rats, readily identified by their smell, were timid and their bites more likely to infect a valuable fighting dog.